Morning, it is Mark here from markpollocktrust.org, and I'm back in the gym after 2 days out on the bike where Simon and I have split our training, and I'm in on the handbike doing an intense what's called fartlek session. So it's 60 minutes at conversation pace, that's below 120 heart rate for me. And peppered throughout that session, there are 10 seconds maximum efforts. So 10 second bursts every 5 minutes or so. I think we used to do these types of sessions in rowing. I think the word comes from, I think it might be an East German word, and well, I think kayakers do it, cyclists do it, runners do it, probably all endurance, I'm sure cross-country skiers do it, and certainly rowers. But basically it's a session that pushes you way into an unsustainable effort, so my heart rate goes high 140s into the 150s, and at the end of it feels like my arms are going to drop off. I'm sure Simon's legs feel like they're going to drop off. So it's kind of part of the mix of training. On Sunday, for example, we did an hour and 40 minutes in what's called a Norwegian pyramid, which really ranges over a 25-minute period, five-minute blocks, going from easy for 5 minutes, mid-pace for 5 minutes, and then sustainable race pace for 5 minutes, then back down, sort of steady pace and then easy pace. So four of those 25-minute blocks, that's Norwegian pyramid, quite easy. Just one session on Sunday. On Monday, we did two sessions, long intervals, 10-minute warm-up, and then 20 minutes long interval at kind of race pace, or tempo work, I suppose. 5 minutes easy, 15 minutes on, 5 minutes easy, 20 minutes on, and then 10 minutes off. So what's that? An hour and 20 in total, with 20-15-20 in the sort of sustained effort. Then we followed that up with an easy 60 minutes. So one session, Norwegian pyramids on Sunday. Long interval session, plus a steady eddy. Two sessions on Monday, and then this today, this kind of fartlek intense piece this morning, in on the bike. Right now I got my friend Ross Whitaker, who made our Blind Man Walking South Pole documentary, and also the Unbreakable documentary about our attempts to discover a cure for paralysis. And he's now doing some filming work for our upcoming Giants Causeway Cycling Sportif on behalf of CBS. So we're doing 45 minutes of filming, slow motion of the handbike, and close-up shots for CBS. And then I'm rallying up to the Today FM studios to do a radio interview with Anton Savage on the Dublin station, Today FM, and it's the Anton Savage Show. Then into work, last couple of days of the early bird offer for Run in the Dark. So you can go to runinthedark.org if you want to get a free t-shirt in any of the official events, London, Manchester, Dublin, Belfast, Cork. Or if you want to come and join us at the Giants Causeway Coast Sportif on the 10th of September, you can sign up at running. You can sign up at markpollocktrust.org/teamunbreakable. markpollocktrust.org/teamunbreakable. And you get a free cycling jersey, free Team Unbreakable cycling jersey. You get that documentary that Ross made called Unbreakable, and you get an entry into the Giants Causeway Coast Sportif in Ballycastle. So this is supposed to be a recovery, and I'm out of breath here, so I'll sign out and check out the Anton Savage Show at just after 10 o'clock today, Tuesday the 30th of August, on Today FM.